Good morning, 8-11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yes, I'm back from vacation. Thank you so much to Bobby for filling in for me and for John and Steve filling in for David. It was a whole weird, like, you know, everybody
I know,
but John.
I was the only
like,
one
the
here.
Only regular, you know, who was in last week.
Well,
like,
I held down the fort
like spring
for
training
you.
During the spring or something. I don't know. And it turned, we turned spring, right?
So you're trying to say I'm one
not
of the
saying
minor
anything
leakers
at all. Here? No. Bob Johnson is the sheriff of Santa Rosa County. speaking of, sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Spring break. I know some of the other areas, you know, have issues. As far as I know, Pensacola's been pretty clear. How about Santa Rosa? Has the beach been good? How's spring break been going for your team?
Actually, it's not too bad. And, you know, we're pretty blessed. We only have two bars out there, so it's not a big draw for college kids. It's more family related. So we don't have too big of a problem. And our SROs are off out of school, so they patrol on four-wheelers. And, you know, and it's been quiet, so... Nothing to report.
I'll take
it.
Yeah,
me too.
Speaking of four-wheelers, horrible story. Bruton woman winds up dying. Four other people are injured, including two young children, in a crash up in sort of western north Santa Rosa County. I know it wasn't your case. It's an FHP case because they do the traffic stuff. But I know this is something that you care about, and we always, whenever it happens, we talk about it. So, I mean, these things are very dangerous vehicles to operate, right?
They are, and a lot of people don't give them the credit that they're due. You can go really, really fast on some of these newer ones, and they're motor vehicles. And you're out there on highways and crossing highways to get from one plot to another or whatever, and you just got to take your time and pay attention because, you know, a lot of people don't see motorcycles. They don't see ATVs. Heck, they don't see big trucks sometimes and pull out in front of them. So it's just be cognizant that you're on a machine that can get you killed. It's a toy to some people, but when you're on it, you got to act responsibly.
Is the danger that you're doing things and you don't expect the terrain to become your enemy as quickly as it is? Or is it because you're in a fun thrill mindset and then you don't switch that off when you engage regular roads and people and stuff like that? Or is it all the above?
I think it's all the above. And, you know, a lot of people that get injured on them, too, they'll be in a place that they're not familiar with the terrain, and they'll be doing, you know, 45, 50 miles an hour down a trail, and there'll be a huge bump that they weren't expecting or a quick turn, and next thing you know, they hit a tree. And yeah, when you hit a tree doing 40 in a car, it's going to mess you up. But on a four-wheeler, it's going to kill you.
Mm. Man. And, I mean, I'm going, you know, down the interstate, and... You know, I see tires and 4x4s off on the side, and I think, I mean, I'm glad I didn't, you know, drift a little at that moment. And that's on a road, you know, a real road that's meant to be safe for people, not let alone a, you know, a trail or something. So
just
terrible thing. Please exert, you know, use your caution when you're out there.
Yeah.
I saw a story, and I know it's not really your story, but I kind of wanted to, it made me want to ask you about it. The story out of Okaloosa County where this guy that's been charged for, you know, attempting to use an explosive device. I think he was an outlaw and the vandals were the target, these, you know, biker gangs. And then they found four more explosive devices or something in his car as the allegation. That's the general gist of it. I know it's not your case. So I don't want to ask you about that, but I did want to ask you because, you know, I've talked before about the occasional run-ins that your deputies have with these gangs, you know, motorcycle gangs or whatever. What is the current, you know, level of difficulty that you're having with them? Because I know it kind of comes and goes, but what's it like right now?
Yeah, we, during that big episode that they had in Navarre where the pagans and the outlaws got into it and set a motorcycle on fire and a bunch of other things, we ended up arresting like 11 of them. And when we did that, everything quieted down. And so far, knock wood, there haven't been any real incidents with biker gangs anymore. So I believe the pagans actually moved over to Okaloosa County after that incident.
You know what? Now that you say it, it might have been pagans, not vandals. I thought it was the vandals, but I could have been mistaken in any case. But okay, well, I mean, good. You know, law enforcement works, right? So, you know, we'll take that win.
Mm-hmm.
I drove from Fort Lauderdale to Fernandina Beach, basically, Amelia Island, one day, so 6 hours. And then another 6 hours coming home, 5 hours, coming home yesterday. So I drove a lot of 95 and 10. In the last couple of days, I saw a lot of things on the highway. Most of them I would not describe as super great driving. So the one I wanted to ask, you about, and you see the signboards all say it, the little metal signs say it, slower traffic, keep right. Can you, and I know this will be a drop in the bucket of incompetence that is Florida driving, both natives and non-natives, but can you maybe tell me what does the law have to say about 70 miles an hour, somebody's driving 77 in the left lane, passing at 1 mile an hour closure, leading a parade of everybody who wants to go 85. Are they following the law or are they violating the law?
Yeah, they're obstructing traffic. And this is the thing, you know, people who are in the fast lane doing 70 or 72 and won't get over, they think that since they're at the speed limit or better, they're not breaking the law. And you'll have the conga line behind them for 10 miles. And basically what it does is it causes other people to do even more dumb stuff, i.e. try to get past them in a very short area in between a truck or something. And then you have accidents. And basically what it is if you get in the left lane to pass. Once you have passed, you get over. That's the way the law says, and that's the way it should work to keep traffic flowing. But yeah, you have so many people that don't pay attention and they don't even look in the rear view mirror. We try to pull people over, we'll have lights and siren on, and it'll take 2 miles for them to go, oh, there's somebody behind me with lights on, and they'll pull over. So when it comes to just non-emergency vehicles, yeah, they don't pay attention. A lot of people just, you know, they're zoned out and they don't care if they're in the fast lane. And yeah, it's a pain in the, you know what, for us trying to get somewhere quickly. People won't pull over for us a lot of times.
It's amazing. And then, you know, they kind of make it so that you either wait behind them while they're breaking the law or you do the dangerous thing of passing them on the right. And then they think you're doing something wrong because they're driving slow in the left lane. Like I'm not the fastest guy on the road, but I'm not the slowest guy on the road. I'm in the right lane 100% of the time. I don't have to be in the left lane because that's how it's supposed to work. It's literally illegal to be in the left lane, not passing. Right.
Yeah. But like I said, people don't, you know, that's not a law a lot of people are concerned with. They really think there's other things to enforce traffic-wise, which there is. But when something like that causes an accident, then everybody suffers. That's when you sit on the I-75 or 95 or 10 in traffic for, you know, an hour while we try to get the road clear.
Absolutely.
So, but they think it's just their little world and they're not concerned about anything else. But then next thing you know, something like that happens.
I've got a pet suggestion for FDOT because FDOT likes to put up signs, you know, slow traffic, keep right. And slower traffic, keep right. It's the law, which is completely useless. Yeah. My suggestion is a sign is a three-parter. The first one will say, get out of the left lane. And then with an exclamation mark. And the second one will say, yes, you. And then the third one will say, what you're doing is illegal. Now, I know that's not going to get everybody, but if we can improve it by 10%, you know, maybe that'd be good. How'd the rodeo go?
Oh, it went great. We broke an attendance record on Saturday, and not one seat went unfilled, and there were people standing all around trying to watch the rodeo. So it was great. I think we took in a little over $100,000 for Star Foundation. So yeah, it was awesome.
Did you ride anything? Because you sort of made it sound like you might have been willing to ride a lesser animal.
Yeah, I rode a Tahoe to get there, and then I rode a Tahoe home, and it was pretty interesting.
What breed of what breed of goat is that exactly?
it's a breed of goat called a Chevrolet.
Okay, I got you. Hey, last quick thing. I saw on Facebook you all just finished one of your gun safety classes. Is that like a course of several hours? Is it a couple days? Is it a single day? What is that, and how often do you do them?
Yeah, we try to do them as much as we get a lot of requests, and once we get a certain number of requests, we put on the class. So sometimes it's twice a month, sometimes three times a month. It all depends. But it's a 4-hour class. It's 2 hours in the classroom and 2 hours on the range. And it's 2 hours on the range with your weapon. And so you get familiar with it with, you know, trained law enforcement officers teaching it how to reload tactically and that kind of thing. And just gun safety in general.
Outstanding. Wow, that's great. Is it all pistols, or do you guys allow people to bring if they have a shotgun for home defense and they want to learn with that? I mean, I'm assuming not, but I'm asking because I just don't know.
Yeah, it's all pistols.
All pistols,
okay.
That's the primary. So the idea is to teach them competence, basic skills, how to think, what the law is, all of the above, and get them ready to be better than they were ready before they came in the class.
Exactly.
Excellent. Very good. Bob Johnson, he is our Santa Rosa County Sheriff. Bob, as always, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care.